So the only way that a person could believe and have righteousness put to their account as a result in that belief is that they believe on Jesus. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today is the first video in a series of three videos that we are going to be addressing Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. And there's a reason why we're going to do this. I think this is very important. I want you to kind of stop what you're doing, listen to what I'm saying, because I want to be very clear. I strive for clarity, simplicity, plainness. I believe the Bible is a practical book, and so we can understand it on a practical level. And for those of you who have already put your faith in Jesus Christ and you have eternal life, you have the Holy Spirit in you, which is leading you, guiding you, and directing you into all truth. But there's a reason for these three videos, and I want those reasons to be made known. I've written them out. The first one I've already said is for the sake of clarity and assurance to those who are seeking, whether you're already in the faith, meaning you've already been born again by placing your faith in Jesus Christ, or you may be coming across this video because you've heard a lot of people say that you have to verbally do or say something in order to be saved, and you're confused. I want simplicity, and I want clarity. The second thing is that there's a very prevalent movement online here. It's the new Independent Fundamental Baptist. I always say international, and the new IFB is, there's kind of a split going on right now. I would look at it as a split. They would probably disagree, and that's fine. Where there is a serious misinterpretation of this passage. And I call it serious because it is telling a lost person that unless they physically do something, unless they say something in particular after what a man tells them, they cannot have eternal life. And within the NIFB, there are differences of opinions. There are some that say you do not have to confess, but then they will say confession is required. And there are some who totally deny that confession of Jesus as Lord is required. And there are some who hold so hard to it that they're beginning to split their own camp. I have never met Norm Diamante myself, but we have talked on the phone and we've talked over text. And Norm has come under attack for stuff like this. And I think it's silly. And that's not the function of Bible Line to get into drama and stuff. But we do want to teach clearly. But there are teachers on the YouTube channels right now that are making a verbal confession a requirement for salvation. And I want to address that in context. That's why we're taking three videos to do this. We're going to look in context. And the final purpose is the context of Romans 10 sets the expectation for confession being mentioned by Paul because of Deuteronomy chapter 30. And that's why he goes into that. And so we're going to look at that. Today, we're going to start looking at the context. Next week, Lord willing, we will look at the verse itself now that we have set the context. And then the following week, the last part of this series, we will follow up with everything that we've learned and try to tie it together. It's not my intent to twist the scriptures, and you're going to see that's not what we're going to do. I want you to start in Romans chapter 9. Okay, so take your Bible, Romans chapter 9. We're going to go all the way to verse number 30. If you have a study Bible, I'm using ESORT as an example, but you can also be using like a Scofield or a Schaefer or a Ryrie study Bible. A lot of times they have these breaks where they introduce new paragraphs. Many come to the consensus that this is a new paragraph, which is just establishing a change of thought. Paul is talking here about Israel's unbelief. Unbelief in what? That Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Now, I want you to start thinking this way when you hear Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ. Okay, Christ is not his last name. You've heard me say that, and I don't mean that to be humorous, but a lot of people don't know that. Christ is his title. He is fulfilling the Messiah. The Jew is looking for the Christ. Today, they're looking for the Christ. They do not believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Okay, that's why the Bible talks about an anti-Christ. There will be somebody who does not possess the last name Christ, but they are trying to fulfill that role of the Messiah, but they are the Antichrist. They're not the Christ. And that is who the Jew will believe on for salvation, for proper standing with God. Paul is saying here, the Jews have not believed. They're in unbelief. Unbelief of what? That Jesus is the Christ. Having understood that, look at Romans chapter 9 and verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness. Now, what kind of righteousness is he talking about? You're going to see here in a moment. Which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith, verse 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Understand my point here very clearly. What is being said is that the Gentiles have attained to righteousness which is of faith. That means the non-Jew, which is called a Gentile in Scripture, has attained righteousness by faith. And Romans chapter 3 goes through that, and we need to look at that. What does it mean to attain righteousness by faith? And how can we contrast that to the Jew, which in verse 31 says, has followed after the law of righteousness, but they have not attained that? What's the difference? Let's take a look. By the way, don't forget, we have an audio exclusive podcast on BibleLine. You can follow us everywhere where you would get a podcast, Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We post once a week there all of this stuff, the transcription stuff, but we also have an audio exclusive called Real Talk once a week. Make sure you go over there and check it out. If you're new to the BibleLine ecosystem here on YouTube, make sure that you hit subscribe, like, comment, share the video. When you hit subscribe, hit the notification bell because we post several times a week and we do stuff on the community tab too. And that notification bell, you set it to all. You can get all those different things right to your inbox. If you have a question, send your Bible question to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. And we'll do our best to get you a written answer and even make a video like today's video. Let's get back to our topic. Romans 3, starting in verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, verse 25, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation, a substitute, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. So the righteousness of faith is belief in Jesus Christ shed blood for your sins. 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of what works? Nay, but by the law of faith. 28. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now you go back to Romans chapter 9 in verse 31, and you see that Israel is trying to establish their righteousness by keeping the law. Romans 9:31, but Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, meaning they followed after it, they tried to keep it, but the verse concludes, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Verse 32, wherefore? That's old KJV for why? Why? Here's why. Because they sought it not by faith. There's a clear difference. You attain the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ's blood, his payment for your sin. You do not attain the righteousness of God by keeping the law. And where is Israel? Are they believing on Jesus' shed blood, or are they believing on the good works that they can maintain? The good works that they can maintain. This is very important to understand. Look what it says, because, this is verse 32, Romans 9, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What's the stumbling block? The law? No. The stumbling block is Jesus. Jesus is the stumbling block to the Jew. Why? Because they're still trying to keep the law. Now we go into chapter 10. You see why context is so important? Now we go into chapter 10. If we were to cut the divisions, if we were to cut Romans 10 or Romans 9 and 10, the chapter divisions, you can see here, Paul, he really scathes Israel. You've stumbled at the one who you believe on and they will not be ashamed. But then he has compassion. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit here, we see the compassion of Paul. Verse 1, Romans 10, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Context, what are we going to see in Romans 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13? That Israel would be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them record, He says, this is what I see of them. This is their evidence that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. I wonder what he means. And I know that's a sarcastic statement, but look at verse 3. Here's their zeal, but lack of knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Verse 3 is so very important. Israel has not believed. They have sought to attain their own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And how do we receive that righteousness? Verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. There is no confession here. Zero. And when he says Christ here, I believe he has Jesus in mind, because he says to everyone that believeth. The Jew believes that there is a Christ, but that he has not come yet. So the only way that a person could believe and have righteousness put to their account as a result in that belief is that they believe on Jesus, not just that there is a Christ, because the Jew would agree with you. There is a Christ, but he hasn't come yet. And we would disagree and agree with the Bible, which says Jesus is the way that we believe unto the righteousness that God has to give. So that's the context, okay? Now, next video, we're going to go into verses 5 through probably 13, now that we've set the context, which is this. What is the context? For Israel to be saved, they are denying faith in Christ brings about the righteousness of God. They are trying to attain the righteousness by the law, which they cannot keep, and they've demonstrated that. Faith in Jesus brings about the righteousness of God. So everything that Paul says from here, he's going to go to the Jewish mind. He's going to bring up things that Moses said, and he's going to show even Moses taught that you needed a brand new nature, a brand new circumcision. And we'll talk about that next week. This is good stuff. I hope you're paying attention and following along. Share this. Share this to the ends of the earth. Honestly, I think this is so important. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless you. We'll see you next week. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.